all together this morning. And kids, you have a special treat today because we are inviting you in to share in our series that we've been doing down here with all the grown-ups. So we've been looking at the book of Genesis together. And this morning, we're going to look at a little bit of the story of Genesis, a certain guy who we've moved on to in Genesis. So why don't we pray and then we will get going. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you are so great. We can't even take in how great you are. And thank you, Lord, that that means you're great enough to speak to us today and to change us. And Lord, that's what we simply ask for now in Jesus' name. Amen. Cool. Has anyone not seen a sketchboard before? Oh, wow. Everyone's seen one of these. That's boring, isn't it? So I can't think about I'm doing something amazing, painting black paint, yellow letters are going to appear, blah-de-blah, because you've all seen it. It's rubbish. Anyway, I'm going to paint with some black paint, and some yellow letters are going to appear. This is who we're going to talk about today. Can everyone read that? What does it say?
Jacob.
We're going to talk about Jacob today. And we're going to talk about the beginning, the early bit of his life, really, or the first few things we have in the Bible about him, the first few things that happened to him and that he did. And here's the big idea, right, about Jacob. Here's the big picture thing that we are going to see down here over this next few weeks. We're going to see that Jacob really wanted something. And this is what he really wanted. He really wanted to be what?
Blessed.
I can't believe no one's shouting the answers out. Like, when does that ever happen? Is everyone awake this morning? Blessed. He wanted to be blessed, right? He really wanted God to give him stuff. That's what we mean when we talk about being blessed, don't we? Blessed literally means to be happy. So I hope we're all happy this morning. But we're happy because of the things we have and the things that have happened to us and the good things we enjoy in life, aren't they? And Jacob really wanted to be blessed. Okay, and we're going to look at a couple of ways he tried to get some blessing for himself, but they were slightly the wrong ways, if we're honest. But first, I thought we'd do this. If I can find my pen, where'd my pen gone? Why, it's disappeared. Who nicked my marker pen? Oh, it's there. Dun. We are going to go through. I want you to shout out all the ways that you can think of that we can be blessed by God today. I want a big list, all right? So what ways does God bless us? Who's got anything? Joey? Many descendants. Do you want many descendants? That's good. Yeah? You want loads of kids and loads of grandkids? Let's put that down, because lots of us identify with that this morning, don't we? God blesses us with kids, and although they're a little bit annoying sometimes, they're great. They're a blessing from God, right? God gives us children to enjoy, right? What else? How else does God bless us? Yeah, Hollis? Food, yes. Who knows what they're going to eat when they get home today? We're having gammon. I'm looking forward to that. We like food, don't we? We love our food, and that's a gift from God that he blesses us with. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have any food at all, and that would be pretty sad, wouldn't it? Right, anything else that God blesses us with?
Coffee.
So, that one's a bit more exclusive to certain people in the room. I'm going to be British, right, and I'm just going to write down tea. That wasn't a bad cheer, I'm glad about that. Toys. Cool. You all enjoy your toys? Let's be honest, adults enjoy toys as well, don't they? Yeah, Joseph? Friends and family, good stuff.
Presents.
Should we put presents under toys, yeah? Because most of our presents were toys. Anything else? Karen, go on. God. Well, it's good. We leave that for a second. We could put that down in a different way, maybe. Yeah. Josh? Huh?
Life.
Yeah. So just the breath we need to live and that kind of stuff. Yeah, spiritual answers are starting to come out. That's good. Nowhere? Computer games. So let's just double underline toys. We like our toys. Jolie? Football. Yeah, so sport. Yeah, Michelle. creation, what we're just singing about, all of that stuff to enjoy.
Sunshine.
What's under that?
Light.
Yeah, Alan?
Love.
Anything else? Yeah, Grace? Sorry? Seasons, yeah, in creation. Seasons. Cool. Who hasn't said anything? Kieran at the back? Huh? Purpose, that's good. Aidan, what did you want to say?
Blankets.
Cool. Yeah, let's put that down. Blankets and purpose. Right, should we start getting it? We filled up a lot of stuff. Yes. Should we put that down here? Because that is the most important. So we should triple underline that one. What else does God give us with Jesus? What kind of blessings, other blessings does he pour out on us? Yeah, Joey?
Technology.
That's been all up there, isn't it? Forgiveness, yes. Yes, forgiveness. We all need that. And it's acceptance. I really shouldn't have left so little space for this stuff at the bottom, but there you go. Acceptance. Anything else? Who hasn't said anything? Anna? Light. Yeah, in creation. Light. Cool. Ezra?
Food.
What else? What else did Jesus give us? Grace? Respect? Grace, yeah.
Hope.
Now we're talking. Hope. Future. Running out of space. Freedom. Josh? Huh?
Shelter.
So forgiveness takes away our sins. Anyone else? Go on, Michelle. I have no idea how to communicate. That's good. Yeah, so he gives us the ability to enjoy all of this stuff, doesn't he? Without him, none of this would be any good. Joy. Someone said joy. I like that. So Jesus dying on the cross is a good one. I'll give you a clue, though, that's coming up later. Does someone say peace? Yes. Right. Took a while to get going, but you got into that in the end, didn't you? So look at all that stuff. All the stuff that God wants to bless us with, right? Isn't that an amazing list? And we could have gone on and on and on, couldn't we? And we could have done some of this in more detail, and we could have probably said some more things. Someone just said education, I heard that. Who said that? It wasn't a kid, I don't think. Oh, it was a kid. Noah, you said education. Educational consoles, right. So all this stuff is good stuff that God wants to give us. So right, here's my big question. Do any of you guys want any of this?
Yeah?
You want all of it? You do, don't you? So let's be honest. We're a bit like Jacob, aren't we? We want to be blessed. He wanted to be blessed. We want this good stuff in our life. And there's nothing wrong with that. God doesn't tell us off for wanting good things in our lives. He doesn't tell us off for wanting to be blessed. He wants to bless us. But as we talk about Jacob, we're going to talk about a couple of ways that he looked for blessing that weren't the best. So the first story about Jacob, you may have heard this, but let's remind ourselves, is about him and his brother Esau. So him and his brother were two completely different people. Jacob was a quiet man. He liked staying in his tent with his mum. And Esau was a big hairy red man, and he liked going out in the fields and shooting stuff and hunting and bringing it back to have food. So they were totally different people. And one day, Jacob was in his tent. He was just sitting down, relaxing, whatever he was doing, reading a book or a scroll or whatever they had. And he was there, and Esau had been out hunting for a long time. And he was hot, and he was tired, and he came in the door of the tent, and he sat down, and he was like, "Oh, I'm about to die," he said, which wasn't really true, but that's what he said. He's like, "I'm so hungry." And Jacob was there cooking. Jacob's cooking some food on his stove. And Esau comes in, and he says, "Oh, I'm about to die, I'm so hungry." And Jacob says to him, "Well, you could have some of this stew. You could have this stew, but here's what I want you to do. I want you to sell me your birthright." Now, who knows what that is? We've got to explain that a bit, haven't we? Anyone know what a birthright is? Yeah, Jolie? Well done, that's getting there. So the firstborn son, how many firstborn sons do we have in here? I'm a firstborn son. Noah, Jeff, Kieran, Jody, Joseph, Dyers as well. Not a son. So all those firstborn sons, Joey, they were the most important back in those days. It doesn't really work that way. But they were the most important, and they were given the inheritance. So Esau was the oldest. Esau and Jacob were twins, but Esau came out just before Jacob, and he was the one who was going to be given the inheritance. Okay? And I'll give you if you sell me your birthright. Sell me the right to be one son. And do you know what Esau said? No, he said, "Yes, I'm about to die. I've got to have some of that stew. You can have my birthright." Now, we're not going to talk about how stupid he was, but this is what Jacob tried to do. He tried to, what does it say? He tried to buy the blessing of God. So he didn't do this, but he may as well have done. This isn't my wallet. This is Noah's wallet. And he looked in it, and he's like, "How much money you got?" This is my money, though. £30. Can I buy the blessing of God with this money? But let's ask ourselves a question. Do you really think you can buy the blessing of God? Do you really think you can? The truth is, you can't, can you? But the sadder truth is, sometimes we try to. And we may not get our wallets out and say to God, "You know what, I've got £30 and 25 pence in here. Can I buy something off you?" We may not do what Jacob did and make some stew and go around trying to buy God's blessing off people. But here's what we do. We try and buy God's blessing by being good people. We try and buy God's blessing by going to church and praying as much as we can and trying to do good things, trying to do the things that we hope God will like and God will accept. And we do all this stuff and we're kind of trying to heap it up in a pile of good things, and we're going to take it to God and we're going to say, "Look at all this stuff I've done. Look at all of this stuff I've managed to achieve in my life. Look at all the ways I've worshipped you and how loud I used to sing in church and how many people I've told about you and all this stuff. Look at it all. Will you bless me?" Is that the way that God works? It isn't, is it? He doesn't do that. The honest truth is, the Bible says this. The Bible says, quite staggering, is that all of our things, so this pile of stuff that we can get together by ourselves, that we can take to God, what? Filthy rags. It's like getting a bunch of dirty cloths and chucking it at the feet of Jesus and saying, "Jesus, what can I have for this?" Nothing. Nothing at all. You can't be good enough. You can't do enough. You can't change yourself enough to buy anything from God. And so here's what we need to do. We need to make very sure in our lives that we take this and we go, you cannot buy the blessing of God. And we need to make sure that we're not trying to do that. So, second story about Jacob is this. Again, you might have heard of this story, but let's remind ourselves. So when Jacob got a bit older, his dad, Isaac, who we just talked about a bit last week down here, Isaac was getting old. And Isaac was, everyone knew he wasn't far away from dying. And so he said, "Right, I need to give my blessing now to my firstborn son." So who was the firstborn son? Esau was the firstborn son. So he said, "Right, Esau, come here. I'm going to send you out into the fields. I want you to go and catch some stuff. Go hunting. Bring it back. Then bring it to me. I'll eat the meal and I'll lay my hands on you and I'll bless you. And as he said that to Esau, Jacob's mum, Rachel, did I get the right one, didn't I? Rebecca. Jacob's mum, Rebecca, she heard what was going on. She was just outside the tent. And she was just as bad as Jacob. She was a bit of a schemer. And she said to Jacob, right, I just heard your dad saying that he's going to bless Esau in a bit. So here's what we're going to do. Go and get me some cattle from the, or some sheep, I think it was, from the fields. Bring them to me and I'll make a great meal. You can take it to your dad and you can pretend that you're Esau and he'll lay his hands on you and bless you. You see, Isaac was getting a bit blind at this point. He couldn't see very well at all. And so Rebecca thought, well, if you trick him, he'll lay his hand on you, and he'll bless you. And Jacob says, well, but won't he know that it's me? Won't he kind of smell it and feel it? It was hairy, remember, and Jacob had smooth skin. And so Rebecca says, well, if you bring those sheep to me, and I'll cut the skin off, and we can put the skin around your arms, and then when he feels your arms, he'll feel like he's feeling Esau. And you put Esau's clothes on, and then he'll smell you as if you're Esau. And so that's what they did. Esau had gone out hunting. Jacob brought some stuff to his mum. She cooked a great meal, dressed him up in Esau's clothes, put skin on his arms, and he went into his father, Isaac. And his father, Isaac, who, like we say, is getting old and he's a bit blind and maybe he's not totally with it at this point. And Jacob comes up to him and says, here, I'm your firstborn son, Esau. Will you? I brought this food for you. Will you bless me? And Isaac says to him, how do you do it so quick? And Jacob says, well, God gave me success, is what he said. God brought these animals to me, and I got them and cooked this meal for you. And Isaac's a bit confused. He says, come close to me, let me feel you. And so he feels his arms, and it's hairy, and he says, well, it feels like Esau. He smells the clothes, and it smells like Esau. And he says, well, everything seems to add up, except your voice. Your voice is the voice of Jacob. You feel, and you wrong here. And he says to him, who are you? What's your name? And Jacob says, I'm Esau, your firstborn son. And he did this. What does it say? Trick. He tricked his dad into giving him the blessing. And so Isaac does. He lays his hands on Jacob and he gives him the blessing of the firstborn. And a little while later, Esau comes in and brings his food that he's cooked from the game that he caught. And he says, Father, bless me. And Isaac realizes something's gone wrong. And he says, well, who was that guy who came in before? And Esau gets mad at Jacob, and Jacob runs away. And that's what we're going to start looking at next week. So Jacob tried to trick his way into the blessing of God. And let me ask you a question. The answer's obvious. But do you think we can really trick our way into the blessing of God? Anyone think we can? We can't, can we? We have a little word that kind of, that talks about, and it's the word hypocrite. And hypocrite means to be wearing a mask. So this is the mask that I found. Do you think I can pull this off? You're fooled, aren't you? Iron Man is in your midst. And the word hypocrite literally means to wear a mask. It means to pretend you're someone or something that you're not, which is what Jacob did. But the Bible tells us that you can't trick God, can you? God knows you inside out. And I know that could be a bit of a scary thing this morning. But the thing is, we do try and trick people sometimes, don't we? We can come to church and we can put our mask on, probably not Iron Man, but we put our mask on and we appear great, don't we? We appear like everything's together. We appear like we're a good Christian person, we're doing all the right things, and we appear all together. But inside, it's not like that. Inside, we're not all together. Inside, we haven't got it all sorted, but we want to pretend in front of people. And the Bible says that you can't trick God. You can't. The Pharisees were a bit like that, weren't they? They looked all good on the outside. But Jesus said, you're like a whitewashed tomb. You're like a thing that has dead bones inside of it, and yet on the outside, it looks really, really good. And so, as much as make sure we're not trying to buy God, because you can't, we need to make sure that we're not trying to trick our way into the blessing of God, that we're not living a lie, we're not living a fake life. And and that we're all together. You know what? One of the best things that God wants us to do is just to be honest. The Bible calls it living in the light, not hiding things away, but coming into his light. And we may not always like what's there. It may be awkward. It may be a hard thing for us to do. But it's important to be honest, not to try and trick our way into thinking that if we look good in front of other people, then God will bless us. So, I've realized a slight flaw in my plan in that I wanted to put stuff up on the screen, but half of you can't see it, can you? Oh well. Let's do this. Can everyone see the screen? Cool. So, I want us to look at three verses that talk about God blessing us. Three truths about blessing that will be really helpful for us. So we've looked at the wrong ways. Jacob tried to buy blessing. He tried to trick his way into blessing. We want to make sure we avoid those. But these three verses will teach us about blessing and how we should really get hold of it. So the first one, I wonder if any of the younger members of our congregation wants to look up James chapter 1 and verse 17 for us and read that out nice and loud. Does anyone want to try and find that? And in fact, while they're doing that, if someone else wants to try and find Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, and then someone else can find Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. So if we've got those three covered, that'd be great. James chapter 1, verse 17, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, and Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33. So, has anyone got James chapter 1 and verse 17 for us? Anyone under the age of 15? Yeah, Joseph, read that out for us nice and loud. So if you read, you're in the right chapter, I think. Read verse 17. Yeah, that's it. Well done. Brilliant. Thank you. Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. So every good gift and every perfect gift is where? From who gives every good gift? God does, doesn't he? Every good gift comes from God. And this is a big theme in the life of Jacob, or the beginning at least. And we're not going to talk about it too much now because it's quite deep and quite complicated. But the Bible tells us that God decided to bless Jacob. Jacob couldn't get it for himself. That makes sense? God decided he was going to bless Jacob in the end. That's kind of spoiled the end of the story for you. But Jacob couldn't get it for himself, his own way. And so we need to realize that every good gift comes down. God chooses what gifts he wants to give. So the Bible never talks about earning gifts, never talks about us being good enough to get gifts. It talks about God choosing to give them. God is the one who can choose to either give gifts or not give gifts. So all the good stuff you have in your life, God chose to give it to you. He made a decision, a choice, to bless you in the ways that he has. And we need to really remember that. The big word for this is that God is sovereign. And we're going to talk about that. You may well talk about that in your GC this week. God is sovereign. He decided to bless Jacob before Jacob and Esau were even born. And he decides when he's going to bless you and me. So that's the first thing. God is the giver of every good gift. We can't control him. God isn't like a slot machine or like a vending machine where you go and put your money in and you press your button and you get your blessing out. He isn't like that at all. He chooses what he's going to give. And the great thing is that he gives good gifts. He doesn't give bad gifts. He doesn't give stuff that we don't need. He gives good gifts. So every good gift and every perfect gift comes down from God. Second verse, who's got Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3? And this is an epic verse. This is amazing. Go on, Ellen, you read it. Oh, Well done. Thank you. Let me get that up on the screen. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with what? Every spiritual blessing. So we can divide these blessings up into two groups, can't we? There's some spiritual ones, so forgiveness, freedom, acceptance, future, hope, purpose, love, joy, grace, Jesus. We can divide them up into spiritual, and then there's just practical kind of things that we enjoy in this life, aren't there? All these things near the top. But what does that verse tell us? That God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. So he's given you everything. Or actually, let's qualify it, shall we, first? How do we get these spiritual blessings? Can you see from that verse where we get them? In Christ, isn't it? In Christ. So if you're in Christ, he's given you every spiritual blessing. And that's so important for us this morning. This is what we need to understand. You can't buy God's blessing. You can't trick God's blessing, trick God into blessing you. The only way you can be blessed by God truly is if you're in Christ, if you're in him. And this is what that means. The Bible tells us, doesn't it, that our main problem as people, the main thing that separates us from the blessing of God is our sin. It's the things that we do wrong. The things that we say and think and do that don't match up with the way God wants us to be, don't match up with the way he is. And what those things do is they separate us from God, as if he's on one side and we're on the other. And we've already said we can try and buy our way or trick our way up to God and try and build our own ladder. But at the end of the day, you always come into contact with your sin. You can't get past it. You can't get rid of it. You can't remove it. It's always there. It's a barrier between you and God. But when Jesus came down to earth, the most important thing he did was he died. He didn't deserve to die. He'd done nothing wrong. And yet the Bible says he died willingly. He chose to die on the cross. He chose to hang there. And why did he do that? He chose to do that so that he could get your sin and my sin, the barrier that's in the way of you and me coming to God, the barrier that's stopping you receive every good blessing that God wants to give you. He chose to take that, and he put it on Jesus, and he chose to take it away. That's what Jesus was doing when he died. He was dying to forgive you, to wash you clean, to take away everything that you have ever done wrong. And then when we know that's real, when we know that's happened for us, what we can do is we can come to God and we can trust him. That's what we've been talking about here the last few weeks. We don't have to buy our way to heaven. We don't have to trick our way to heaven. We just have to trust our way to heaven. We trust in what Jesus has done. The story didn't end there, did it? Jesus was buried in a tomb. He was buried in a tomb 3 days and three nights. He was in there. And the Bible says what happened, the stone was rolled away, and they went in, looked for his body, and Jesus wasn't there because he was alive. He rose from the dead. A dead Savior doesn't help anyone, but Jesus is alive today, and he can take anyone's sin away who comes and simply puts their faith and their trust in him. Simply says to him, Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm separated from your blessings, all the abundance of them. Some of these you already have. Even sinners enjoy a lot of the stuff at the top of this list. But I know I'm separated from the important blessings that I need because of my sin. Thank you that you died for me. Will you save me? And there's lots of us in this room that have done that. And we know that we have every spiritual blessing because we're in Christ, because we've trusted him. Maybe there's some in here that haven't quite done that yet. Maybe there's some in here that realize you're still kind of trying to buy your way to God, trying to be good enough for him. Or maybe you realize that you're kind of living a bit of a lie and you're looking good in front of other people, but inside it's a mess. Well, this is the answer. Jesus died so that if you trust him, your sin can be taken away. It doesn't matter how old you are, kids in here, if you trust in Jesus, you know, being born with Christian parents is great, but it doesn't make this happen for you. It doesn't give you every spiritual blessing. You have to trust in Jesus. You have to ask him to take your sin away and to come into your heart. And if you haven't done that, you could do that today. Talk to someone after if you want to. But this is how we get into this world of every spiritual blessing. And that verse is epic, isn't it? What does it say again? Let's remind ourselves. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, slow down, who has blessed us in Christ with how many spiritual blessings? Every spiritual blessing. Do you get that? Do you believe that? Do you wake up some mornings, though, and sometimes think, you know what, oh, I need something from God? No, you don't. Every spiritual blessing you have already. And that doesn't negate the fact that we have to walk with God through ups and downs and twists and turns, but he has already given you every spiritual blessing. Isn't that good news? Today, you already have forgiveness. You're already free from your sin. You're already accepted by God. He's given you a purpose, good works for you to do in your life. He's given you joy. Sometimes we get in the way of that, but it's there for us if we want it. He's given us peace, wherever that is on the list up there. He's given us hope. You are one day going to be in heaven with Jesus. He's given us grace that never ends. So, last verse. Who has Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33? Sorry, Hollis. Great, thank you. Get that up on the screen. What does God tell us to do? Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do you know all these things? Jesus was talking about all the stuff at the top of this list. So all the temporary things that we enjoy, the food and the clothing, and no one said clothes. That was a bit of an oversight, wasn't it? God blesses us with clothes, and that's good. Jesus was talking about that stuff, and this is where he ended. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then here in this world, will you ever lack anything? You won't, will you? That's what he says. So we worry a lot of the time about this stuff. We worry about the things at the bottom and the things at the top. When we worry about, you know, sometimes my job, is it secure? Am I going to have enough to live on in the next month? We struggle to make ends meet. I haven't got enough for all the bills sometimes. All that stuff, we worry about it. We worry about life. And Jesus says what? Seek first my kingdom, and all that stuff will be given to you. So don't run after that. Don't be consumed by how much money you've got and how much food you've got and what you're going to wear all the time and all that kind of stuff. Don't get consumed by that. Be consumed by me. And you can trust everything else you need will be there. Isn't that a great promise? We don't have to worry about anything. Sometimes God doesn't give us everything we want, does he? And we know that. Sometimes we struggle with that. But the truth is, he will give us everything we need if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. So, this is Jacob. He tried to buy his way into God's blessing. Let's not do that. We can't. You can't be good enough. Don't even bother trying. He tried to trick his way into God's good books. You can't do that either. God sees your heart. He knows what's going on inside. You can trick us, but you can't trick him. What Jacob had to do was submit himself to God, trust in his grace, and seek his kingdom, and God would take care of the rest. We're going to sing. Pretty appropriate song, I think, as we close 10,000 Reasons. Why don't I just pray while Caleb's coming up and getting ready. Let's pray. Father, thank you again that we get to study the life of the lives of these great guys who, though they had their flaws and their failures, they walked with you and they teach us what it means to walk with you. And I just want to pray we'd learn the lessons of Jacob's life, that you would help us not to try and be good enough for you, not to try and buy our way into your favor, not to try or not to go on maybe sometimes living a double life and pretending that we're okay when we're really not. But help us, Lord, to be honest with you and help us come to the foot of the cross, the place where we can receive every spiritual blessing. Thank you that that's a reality today for those of us that have trusted you. If there's anyone in here who hasn't yet, I pray that you draw them to that place. And I just pray that you'd continue to help us, each one of us, in our lives to walk by faith, to trust you for all the good things that you want to give us. Bless this stuff to our hearts, we pray now, in Jesus' name. Amen.